Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy, beautiful, gorgeous Tuesday out there. Going to get pretty warm tomorrow and the day after, but today's going to be a high of 80, so get out there and enjoy yourself. It's the GD middle of summer. How the hell did that happen?
I know. I mean, June 10th.
I blinked. And it's like, it's not just summer. It's like, oh, it's summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kids are off. People are on vacations.
Literally halfway through the year.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because it hasn't reached 90 yet. I just haven't clocked it as much.
Yeah.
Time is weird. I'm glad to hear you guys say this, because there's this trope, which I think is true, even scientifically and physically, that as you age, time goes faster. And I'm glad to hear 33-year-old Rachel go, oh, yeah, me too, because I'm not just speeding towards the grave. So that's good.
I get so confused sometimes that, like, if it's a particularly cool morning or something, I'll be like, what a gorgeous autumn we're having.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, no, that's not right. Yeah. Or like right after Christmas, I'll be like, I can't wait till Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you got to get it together. Like,
I do think all the rain has changed how it felt.
True.
Right? Because it hasn't been a typical, like, gradual warm-up spring. It's been like rain.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we need to add something to my long and illustrious resume.
Oh?
International ambassador.
Nice. Mm-hmm. To where?
Canada.
Oh?
Last night, I took the Troll family, very, very nice people, who made a handsome donation to No One Dies Alone, and took them to the ball game, took them down to batting practice, took them up to meet Ricky and John in the broadcast booth, and we got great seats. Thank you to Ben Boyd, and I was sitting one row behind them all by my lonesome. And just before the game starts, someone taps me on my shoulder, and a 75-year-old guy with a 75-year-old wife and his 40-year-old son, and he goes, hey, you go to many games?
Hey there.
And I'm like, yeah, I do, actually. I said, I actually work for the flagship station. He's like, oh boy.
And he's from Toronto.
Yeah, he's from Alberta.
Oh, okay.
And they are taking this trip with their son, and they went, I forget where they went before this, and then they go back, and they're flying out of Chicago. And they're so cute, because everything in Canada must be a gazillion miles away, because they said, yeah, we fly out of Chicago. Should we take a side trip to Indianapolis? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? That's
side
like
trip.
Helen gone. So anyway, I bought them a round of dogs and 2 rounds of beers.
Oh, nice.
That's nice,
and told
Steve.
Them not every American is an a-hole. And they really seemed to appreciate it. So
that's cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
If you're in Alberta, things are pretty far away from you. You know, like the biggest city. I don't know if Calgary or Edmonton are bigger, but they're pretty far apart.
You know what? I watched a thing the other day. Major League Baseball players had a map of the U.S. without the labels.
Yeah.
And they said, we're Cincinnati. and Armstrong Crow had it in Oregon.
But what?
I'm like that about Canada. I don't know where anything is in Canada.
Wait, PCA thought that Cincinnati was in Oregon.
I think literally he put it in Iowa.
Oh, okay. That I can see.
And he goes, you can't show this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm like that about Canada.
Yeah?
Like for example, it screws my brain up that some of Canada is farther south than like you were.
Yeah. Niagara Falls is pretty far. Like Toronto, I think, is about the same as Detroit. Like that's about, it's about the same parallel. It's pretty close.
Gotcha.
But like, yeah, there are parts of Canada that are, you know, way further south than you'd think they'd be.
Did you feel a stronger connection and kinship to Canada when you lived in Michigan? Is it that prevalent?
Yeah, we used to go all the time. I mean, you'd go over there to play sports. You know,
that's
cool. They'd come over to play you. You know, you'd like basketball, hockey, a lot of the hockey crossover.
Yeah.
For travel hockey, much more, not so much like high school, although there was a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But now it was pretty common. And keeping in mind, like pre-9/11, it was not much to go across the border. You just go over there and they're like, what are you doing? Going to Don Cherry Sports Bar. All right, have a good night. Coming back.
That's nice.
Are you drunk? Nope. All right, have a good night. Like it was, you know.
I know it was just one family, but they were so Canadian.
Yeah.
They were so nice and so like mild-mannered mm-hmm. and, you know. It's so much fun watching the game with them because when something good would happen, they'd go, whoa! And when something bad happened, they'd go, oh, no!
You've got the Canadian accent from the McKenzie brothers down.
Yeah, right. So it was fun. It was a really, really good time.
By the way, highly underrated movie when I was a kid, Strange Brew.
Oh, yeah.
I think if I watch it now, I'd probably be like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
But at the time.
At the time. Steamroller.
The song. The
Oh, my God. Take
Geddy
Off.
Lee song. Yeah.
Take Off.
We should play that when we come back.
I forgot that Geddy Lee was on that.
Yeah. Take Off.
Yeah.
It's a great one. Also, I know there's some big news, but not as big as this. Guess what I bought today? A tomato plant.
Oh.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff.
I went by Schnucks to get my prescriptions, and they had this big, beautiful mater plant that already had one ripe mater, and I bought it. And I'm just going to put it in. I have like a little kind of a greenhouse solarium thing in my house. I'm just going to put it in there.
It's just going to stay in a pot?
Yep. Yep, pot tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't tomatoes? Say it that way. That makes it What's sound that? Like you're going to
eat tomatoes?
I do like tomatoes. Yeah, I like making fresh salsa, and I like making tomatoes with mozzarella and balsamic vinegar. And
a caprese?
Yes, caprese.
I think it's caprese.
I think you're
no,
right.
No, I think it's caprese.
No, I'm trying to make him feel better.
It's caprese.
You know what?
The caprese was a car back in the day.
If I made a list of my top 10 blind spots, you know, like if I have this talent... The opposite of that would be like a blind spot. Like I don't have a natural talent for this, growing things. I kill every plant, indoor, outdoor. I overwater, I underwater. I have the opposite of a green thumb.
That's not like too crazy though, I say as someone who also kills every plant, because it's not like you took a class in that or something. You're just kind of winging it.
You just put water on it.
Like, you do your best.
What more can you do?
Water it, say a little prayer, forget to water it for 3 weeks. I don't know what happens. Yeah.
And then it gets to the point where it's like plant hospice, where you know it's not coming back.
Yeah.
Then do you just make it as comfortable as possible, or you go ahead and give it a decent burial? I've buried a few live plants in the garbage, you know, plants that were on their last leg.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, I'm excited for your tomato plant. Maybe you can get some tips from Dave Murray later.
That's a good idea.
Big time gardener.
Ah, he'll be a jerk about it.
No, it'll all
be.
What are you talking
yes,
about?
He will. No, yes, he will be.
It'll all be about how stupid I am.
He's like, been such a jerk lately.
That's not true.
He's been more. Yeah. Uh huh. Well, yeah. I know you think
here's
that.
Here's my call. He'd be like this. He's on the stream and he's looking. He's like, do you water it?
Yeah.
Does it get sunshine?
The person he's never a jerk to is like, I think he's been very kind lately. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true. Andrew, he came after you pretty hard the other day.
That is true. That was,
he did.
That was kind of out of nowhere.
I felt like that hurt you.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It was a little mean.
It was very aggressive.
A little pointy.
He's just been ramping up some of the you know, ever since he said I wasn't a man because I didn't know where Augusta Golf Tournament was.
Maybe the top Masters. 10 lines of all time on the DGS.
Yeah. Ever since, or the Masters, or yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Whatever the Masters. Stupid golf thing.
You're not a man if you don't know where the Masters is playing.
I think we should do this. We should run this as an experiment. We've made our prediction. Let's see if it comes true.
Okay. No one tell him.
Hope he's not listening.
Because he'll be super nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Hope he's not listening.
If he gets a tip off, he's going to be the nicest he's ever been.
And if he does, if you're listening, Dave, we're just teasing you.
Yeah. I have a ruling. So on Sunday, Nick and I went to the ball game and we sat in Big Mac Land and we burned our asses. It was so sunny. Big Mac Land is just out there. There's no cover of any kind. It's on concrete and metal. It's just, like, we made it four innings and we're like, we have to go. The person 10 seats down from us had a baby that could not have been a month old. It was like a brand new baby. Ugh. I'm sure I took my kids places that other people gave me a scratchy eyeball for, but I just don't think I would take a one-month-old baby into the sun.
Did the baby have a hat? An adorable tiny
I was going to say, she just
cap.
Wants to picture a cute baby in a hat.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, as long as the baby has sunscreen on and they're keeping the baby in the shade, I mean.
See, I would just think, like, at that point, your baby, and I understand if you don't have anyone to watch the baby, but it's just an accessory. That baby's getting absolutely nothing out of this other than a sunburn.
No, I've been noticing more and more of that stuff as I get older, and I guess my friends are having kids, so I'm spending more time around those kids. But, like, down at Disneyland, there were, like, so many people with, like, and I'm not talking about, like, 2 or 3 year olds, they can get something out of it, but like actual newborns, like, way too small, like too small to even, like, set down for too long, let alone anything else. And I'm like, why are you here in a place with a billion people where it's 90 degrees and
Isn't
everyone's shoving each other?
An interesting concept. We took Phoebe to Disney when she was 6, maybe 7, and she has, like, snapshots of it in her brain, but she doesn't really remember it. And so, do you only do things that you're going to remember?
No.
Or is it all just building, just bricks in the wall of their lifetime?
Yes.
And it's back there somewhere?
Just think about how she was while you were there.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take that away. Like, that's something that matters to her. Like, what she's building there is how much fun she's having with you guys.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you know, you may not remember all the details. Like, none of us do from all those various ages. You remember some details. But not all of it. But you do remember how much fun you had.
If you could have a, what is the woman's name from Taxi who has that endemic, I think it's called, memory. It's not photographic.
Oh, yeah.
She remembers every day. She remembers every minute of every day. And there are only like 100 people on the planet, they think, who have that.
Eidetic memory.
And she has that.
Is that Mary Lou Henner?
Mary Lou Henner.
Yes, Mary Lou Henner.
But you could say, you know, June 10th of 1979, and she'd say, junior high, blah, 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 blah. And I went with my friends, we rode our bikes, and I bought a marathon bar. And she can do it for any day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Would you want that?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
You want the watercoloring effect of memory?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't need to remember every single thing ever happened.
I have a couple of, like, good memories that I'm, like, I'm not 100% sure how much... if that's how it actually went down.
No, I think...
And I might be, like, romanticizing certain aspects.
You really do remember a memory of a memory. And it changes over time. So I think that if you have, like, a really distinct memory that, like, on my 10th birthday, I had a surprise party, and before I got there, my dad sent all the kids home. So I got there, and it was balloons and a cake and me. My dad reading the Alton Telegraph. I have such a memory of that I could make a movie of it, but I'm sure if I could actually go back and see it, it would be very different.
Mm-hmm.
Which intrigues me and kind of spooks me. It's just weird how your brain works. Like, okay, so if a 50-year-old memory is 50% correct, what's a 10-year-old memory? And if so, because you really are just a memory box, you know, does that make sense? Like, your life really is your memories. because the present moment lasts for a second.
Well, now it's gone.
Now it's gone. And now I have a memory of that.
Now it's gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Future isn't here, not to be all Tony Robbins, but future's not here. The moment is a moment, and then you're just a memory box. Which is what's so cruel about like Alzheimer's and dementia, which I have the genetic marker for, and I think about every single day. When you lose that, what do you got? I guess you just have the present moment. That's interesting. The people who most live in the present moment are probably people with dementia, because that's all they got.
Oh, well, that's fair. Yeah.
It's quite an opening segment.
I mean, we've covered some ground. I kind of don't know what to say.
A little tired.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Guys, DJ S on KMOX 123. Rach, you know what I'm doing?
What are you doing, Dave?
Living my life.
Well, obviously.
I just threw my name in the hat to be drafted by an old man baseball team.
Nice.
Whoa, this is official.
Yeah, I put it in. And I made a mistake. You have to say yes or no to every age bracket. So I said yes to 53 and above and 60 and above.
Uh-huh.
And I meant to say no to 43 and above, but I said yes.
Mm.
So, but I doubt they're going to go like, oh my God, there's a 60-year-old available. Let's get him.
I mean,
so.
It's not that unusual for people to play at multiple levels and to play younger than they are.
Yeah.
You can't play older than you are.
Right.
But you can always play young. It's not that unusual.
Oh, I would kill it in an over league. Be taking their old Ichabod Crane legs out from under them.
Yeah, I would feel much better. Are you sure they wouldn't take me?
Dave would be the Ty Cobb of the league, like, sharpening his spikes.
They're like, we hate this guy.
Taking people out.
He's faster than Ellie De La Cruz.
We call him Lightning. He never poops his drawers.
Dave's just out there getting into rundowns on purpose to see how many ankles he can break. He's just like, nope, I'm stopping. Now I'm going. Now I'm stopping.
You appear to not be wearing Depends. Know who you think you are. There's a new trend going around where people talk about weird things that they've witnessed, just weird things that they've seen. And I saw one today, and I didn't see this was a trend until I got into the office and after it happened. But when I was buying my tomato plant at Schnucks, the lady in front of me, because you know you have to stand there and be like, you know, now go to aisle 11. And she didn't have anything in her hands. So we're in line for maybe 5 minutes, and she has nothing in her hands. I'm like, okay, maybe she's buying a gift certificate or something like that, or a gift card. We get to like the candy aisle, and she gets 2 meat paws full, probably 8 or 10 boxes of orange Tic Tacs. And that's all she buys, which is her right to do, but that's weird. Right?
Those are good, though.
It is weird.
They are good.
My first thought, though, is like she's probably putting together some sort of gift bag or something.
Okay.
You know?
Maybe has a coworker with bad breath.
Maybe. The orange Tic Tacs are kind of the wrong move.
I know. They're not going to help with that. They just taste great.
Boy, remember Tic Tacs when you were a kid, though?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get some certs every once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those was good, too.
From like the bottom of my grandma's purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are always the minty ones, though. When you bought them at the store, they were fruity.
Yeah, the fruity ones were ones. Elite.
Yeah.
My mom's double mint from her purse always tasted like tobacco.
It's the label tobacco mint.
Yeah, that's the smell of my childhood. Double mint gum, tobacco, and Chanel No. 5. That's my childhood. Beer.
You should get you a candle like that.
Yeah. I would burn that candle. It'd be great.
It's just like 1975.
Yeah.
That's what the candle should be called.
Absolutely.
1975.
Good idea.
Dave, we got to start a company.
That is a good
Let's
idea.
Let's go.
I'm so, back to the baseball league. Yeah. I'm so fascinated by this. Like, they're going to go through your application and they're going to what? They're going to call you? Or?
Yeah.
There would be some teams that maybe need players.
And you're going to like interview?
Well, it says tell us about yourself.
Okay. Right.
So I told them about my playing experience. I told them about my level of fitness. I said I can still throw and run and hit. I can catch if you need me to in a pinch, blah, 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 blah. I just told them the kind of things I would think that a manager would want to know. I would want to know if I were managing a team and go, we don't need this guy. Or he sounds like he might be okay.
Yeah.
So
did you include a link to the video?
I did not.
So they can see you in action?
No, I did not.
Dave, we should put together a scouting, like a hype video for
there you.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Like an and one video of Dave doing tricks?
Yeah, put some like real good hip hop behind it and post the numbers on the screen.
Should have told him my walk-up song is.
Walk-up song is, what is it? What's your walk-up song?
I don't know. I've never walked up.
Gotta have pick a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot Can't be thrill. Calm.
Yeah, it's got to be something, some energy.
Yeah, most of theirs are probably from the 40s.
Yeah, there's no walk-up songs in men's baseball. There's no walk-up songs in men's baseball. They'd be like, okay, dork, don't play any songs.
It's like when Grandpa Simpson like went to his room and started playing his Victrola or whatever.
Grandpa Simpson. Yeah, every walk-up song starts like...
Okay. Good day. Welcome to our
That's
show.
Awesome. That's really taking me back. That's funny. Very funny.
Obviously, that's Rick Moranis. And what's the other guy's name? Is it Dave Matthews? Not Dave Matthews.
No. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Rick Moranis is the little of the McKenzie brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were huge.
It's Dave something, right?
I think so. Sounds right.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Can we talk about the LA riots?
Sure.
Okay. I know it's a hard left turn from but I pride myself on being a multidimensional, nuanced political person. Now, some people may think that's completely not true, but that's how I feel. Then again, I guess everyone feels that way. I'm sure Trump feels that way. But here's my take on what's going on in LA. Dave Thomas, thank you, JR. And then we can discuss where you guys agree and disagree. So Paul the other day on the stream accused me of having Trump derangement syndrome, which I went off him and said that's so boring and just stop saying that's in the past. But I think that a good definition of someone with Trump derangement syndrome would be someone who disagrees, who agrees with a policy but hates it because Trump said it. Does that make sense? Like, I'm in favor of a 20% flat tax. If Trump came out with that and I was against it, now it just has something to do with my hatred of Trump. So when it comes to illegal immigrants, I don't have a lot of policy sympathy. You show me a family who came here from Venezuela, Mexico, Guatemala to better their lives. Show me a father who paid thousands of dollars to have mules bring his family over and works and busts his ass and works three different jobs. I have great sympathy for those people, for those human beings. From a policy standpoint, when someone comes over illegally, I am very open to, let's have a comprehensive solution that'll keep you here and we'll move forward. But absent that, when I see people standing on cars, surrounded by burning cars, waving a Mexican flag with their face covered up, I don't like that. And it pisses me off because how dare you? You shouldn't even be here. You're here illegally. Don't be waving the Mexican flag around, putting it in my face, and acting like we're the monsters because we think you shouldn't be here. Now, how they're going about it is a different thing. I don't like the way Trump goes about things. I think it's very ham-fisted. I think it's very cruel. I certainly don't want to see families broken up. I think that they should do what they said they were going to do, which is start with criminals and work their way down. Let me know when they're all gone, right? Let me know when those 1 million criminals you say are here are gone. Then we can talk about regular non-criminal people. But I'm not, I find it like most topics politically, I find it difficult because I'm of two minds. Am I making sense so far? Whether you agree or disagree?
Yeah.
Is it at least making sense?
Yeah.
I don't like the way they're doing it. I think Trump sort of manufactured this crisis. I think he's using it to his advantage. Look how tough I am. Look what a wussy Gavin Newsom is. Look what wussies the left and the Democrats are. I'm the one who's here protecting you. I see all of that, but I just don't have a lot of sympathy for the protesters once they turn violent.
Yeah.
To me, if there are 1,000 people protesting, now this I think you may disagree with, but if there are 1,000 people protesting, and one person throws a rock, it's no longer a peaceful protest. At that point, I'm 100% behind the law enforcement. They have to protect themselves. And I don't think you should start firing rubber bullets at them. But at that point, you've given up your right to protest.
Every person in the crowd gave up their right to protest because one person threw a rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't go with that.
I think
you find the guy that broke the law and you leave the people aren't throwing things at you.
I kind of think. Well, yeah, but okay, but that never happens. Like, these to me are violent protests.
I think if we're
not
going to.
Not every one of them, but hold on one second. Yeah. The ones that are violent, when there's a car burning, it's a violent protest.
So, but by that logic, Dave, you could break up any protest by having someone who disagrees with you come in and set a fire, and then it's just over. It's like that,
what's
like
the
eliminates
though?
The right to protest.
But what's the alternative?
The alternative, I mean, I guess you can, as a peaceful protester, do your best to remove yourself from that burning car situation and go protest somewhere else.
Which I'm fine with.
So but, let's look at it this way. Also, when you say that, like, at that point, police have a right to defend themselves, you know, et cetera, which they do. But by a similar logic, the way that I see it, at least, let's say Kevin and I are protesting, right? And Rachel is also protesting, and Rachel throws a rock at the police, which she totally would, right? That's totally what she would do if she was protesting with us. And she she hits a – I'm kidding. She hits a cop, and the cops then are like, all right, time to move in. Like, I watched them do for 6 hours last night as I was watching live feed of the protests. They move in. They begin firing their beanbags, their rubber bullets. They begin hitting people with their sticks and bashing people with their shields. Then, by that similar logic, don't then Kevin and I have just as much of a right to defend ourselves against those police?
Yes.
And then you've just got a full-on fight.
Look, I'm not saying it's simple.
And then it's just a melee.
I'm not saying it's simple. I'm just saying that emotionally, because there's intellectually and there's emotionally. Emotionally, I get pissed when people say, we're equal. You're not equal. You're not an American citizen.
We don't know that all the protesters
are
illegals.
It's not like
a lot of them could just be citizens that support not doing it the way they're doing it.
No, I know. I know.
And that's what you, but you know, the one thing you're saying that is nails is that this is a complicated conversation that is being treated with simplistic answers. And I think that's probably my biggest beef overall with Donald Trump. He wants everything to be a simple answer.
Yes,
a black or white yes or no answer, and it is not that.
Yes, agreed.
It is not that. Immigration is not a simple answer. But we all agree that, look, you got to fix some things. But as I pointed out a million times, tell me the first time they go after any of the big corporations that employ illegals. Tell me when they're going to do it. If you want to stop it and do it without all of this nonsense, one way to stop it is to stop jobs from existing for that population. Every employer in the United States is legally required to verify the employment status of every employee. They are required to do that. And major industries refuse to do it so they can save money, because then they don't have to pay in. They don't have to pay benefits. They don't have to pay as much of an hourly wage. And we don't touch those people.
What is your guys' understanding of what they're protesting?
My guess would be
the raids specifically.
The way that it's being done.
For example, ICE coming into like an elementary. So as I had it explained to me, the big thing in the community that's upsetting them is the fact that ICE does not notify anyone when they're doing these things. They don't tell the community leaders. They don't tell the mayor. They don't tell anybody. If they think that there is illegal immigrants in, like, for example, this elementary school graduation, they come in with helicopters and raid vehicles, and they kick the doors down, and they begin swinging around weapons and demanding that everybody freeze and stay where they are because they're going to haul out the undocumented immigrants. That, I think, is a very easy way to upset a lot of people when you've got what is essentially a paramilitary police force.
Which I think is the purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, ICE is doing what ICE is meant to do. And a lot of people don't care for that.
Dave says
ICE as a whole, not just what ICE is doing, but ICE as an existence.
Dave says, as someone living in Los Angeles, everything to do with this feels extremely performative, both the protesters and the response. I agree with that.
Yeah,
I also, to kind of go back to what we were talking about earlier, because the thing that's really frustrating to me watching it is specifically the police's response to what's going on.
Bo says, come on, Dave, I know you're more thoughtful than your comments. Imagine what you would be willing to do if someone or some government came in and took you away or took your children away and you don't know if you'll ever see them again. Yeah, Bo, I get that. But if I put myself in that situation, and by the way, I don't think you should do that. I think there's a very long runway before you get to anything like what they're doing now.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, and I should have just left it at this, because I get in trouble when I go into detail. I don't have a great deal of sympathy for people who are shrill, and that's not everyone, who are like, hey, you can't come after us. No, we can't. And like we're just as valuable and every bit as equal as you. You're not. You are as human beings, but if I went to Mexico, I would not be. I have a lesser status legally. If I went to France and just stayed, I'm just as human as them. I have every right, but I'm not. I don't have a legal status like Frenchmen do. And so when people come here illegally, they don't have the same legal status that we have. And so when I see people complaining about we should be treated exactly the same, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. Because you're here illegally. You have a different legal status. Now, if I were king, I would have some grand bargain where they can stay here. The good people can stay here. Bad people, regardless, just need to be put in jail somewhere. But the good people, I'm fine with you being here. I don't have a problem with you know, immigrants. But when you're here illegally, I just have sort of a shorter runway of a fuse when you're complaining and saying we should be treated like everyone else.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Every person, not citizen, every person is under the Constitution,
yes,
guaranteed due process. Mm-hmm. Can the police come to my door and just arrest me?
No.
What do they need to do that?
A warrant.
They need a warrant. They need to have presented evidence to a judge to say we're going to arrest, unless I'm out in public and I do something to get myself arrested, right? I punch somebody.
Yes.
Whatever. Like, there has to be the probable cause.
Yes.
And if you're going to go to someone's home and find them, you have to have a warrant. We're not following any of these procedures.
Agreed.
And because we're trying to do it too fast.
I don't think you should go to Home Depot and look for brown people. I don't think that.
Yeah, and the problem is that's how it's going. Not 100%. There are some cases where it's being done correctly, but I don't understand why we think it's okay to suspend what our Constitution says.
Agreed.
And then, by the way, we've got the same time. At the same time, the President of the United States is telling people, if you endanger a police officer, you spit on a police officer, you're immediately going to jail. What did we watch on January 6th? Did we not see police officers, Capitol police officers, beaten to hell
with
flagpoles and all kinds of stuff? And then we pardon all of those people.
This is the point that
I'm doing.
This is the point that I wanted to make earlier. When you said, you know, the police have the right to defend themselves, but don't Kevin and I then have the right to defend ourselves against the police? I don't have the right to extrajudicially kill a police officer. But a police officer does have that right to do that to me.
That's not true, but go ahead.
The famous viral video of the Australian reporter who was aimed at and shot at with a rubber weapon by a police officer while she was covering the protests. If she had then turned around and pulled out some sort of handheld weapon of her own and aimed and fired at a cop, she'd be dead right now, right? So we actually don't have the same rights that the police do to defend ourselves against them when they decide that they want to move in on the protesters and begin firing on them and beating them. That's one of the big problems that I had watching how things go down. You really just don't. Now, I am being a little bit facetious with the extrajudicial murder thing, being a little cute about that. But the truth is, the police do have rights and privileges against the citizenry that the citizenry do not have against them. And
there's some logic to that too, because they're putting themselves in danger to do their jobs, and I understand there's some wiggle room that we have to play with. The problem, and really what we haven't gotten to yet, which I think is important to note too, is that the people that are doing the stupid things, you're not helping your cause. You're not helping your cause by throwing rocks at police officers. You're not helping your cause by setting things on fire. You're harming your cause, because now people are not going to listen to you. When you do, and Brian makes a good point, there are people out there chanting like, California's stolen land. And it's like, no, it's not. This is ridiculous. That's 200 years ago, and it was done by law. And whatever happened, we don't just get to relitigate who owns or operates what land anytime we feel like it. And when you say stupid crap like that, you're not helping your cause. If you're trying to help people, the same thing happened with the protests in St. Louis. The same thing happened the summer of 2020 all over the country. There were legitimate complaints, legitimate protests happening, but then idiots ruin it by breaking message, by going too far, by getting violent. And it's essentially what happened on January 6th, where there were people there who felt like they had a legitimate complaint. But then when it escalates to violence, you lose the cause. So there's a lot of bad guys in this.
Agreed.
There are people that are doing things incorrectly, but the higher standard should be on the trained professionals.
Yes.
Not that they can't defend themselves. They can. I don't want my friends that are police officers getting the crap beat out of them for any reason. But that doesn't mean that people doing nothing wrong should ever be just flat out targeted because of one or two or three people. And it doesn't mean, like the president just did today, he said if protesters show up at my parade, they're going to be met with force. No, that's against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Protesters can protest as long as they're not going to break the law in protesting.
Are they talking about doing that?
He said that.
No, I mean, are protesters talking about doing
no
that?
No idea, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say somebody's going to.
Yeah. Good discussion. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys and appreciate the people online. Welcome back, DG.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, very short segment here because honestly, I forgot we're on the radio. I mean, that's when radio's good.
Yeah,
is when you are debating things passionately and honestly.
Yeah,
and going back and forth.
And the level of conversation on these big topics should be.
And can I say
detailed
something too?
And nuanced.
I have broad enough shoulders intellectually to admit when I'm wrong. Rach, you are right. I'm wrong. If there are 1,000 people protesting and someone throws a rock, 999 should not pay for it. You're right. You should be professional enough and good enough in law enforcement to get that one person or 100 people out. And then it's incumbent upon the remaining 900 to get themselves some more safer.
Yeah, right. I think the moral and the smart thing to do is to remove yourself from that situation and to stay above it. But I just think it's wrong to be like, oh, well, someone screwed up, so you're all guilty now. Like, yeah. That doesn't
right.
work. Because
yeah.
then you can just send in people who have nothing to do with the situation to ruin things.
Yeah.
And effectively,
and which is what's happening, too, by
right.
the way.
I think that does happen.
Yeah. Kevin's yeah. analogy to January 6th is right on.
Yeah, again, it's not 100%, but it's the same idea. When you are the people that did nothing wrong on January 6th should not have been rounded up, knocked away, sent away, shot down, anything, right? The people that were just there airing their voices or saying what they had to say did nothing wrong. Even if you don't agree with their point, they did nothing wrong. But when you are taking up arms against the Capitol Police and you are beating on them and you are pushing through gates and you're knocking them over and beating them with the flagpole, you did something wrong. But we're going to pardon all of those people. Are we going to pardon the people that are arrested in this protest?
Yeah. No. Good point.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.